Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Gross. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Gross. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Powers now playing right field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Walls reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bolger throws the ball into Dark, who relays the ball to Taylor, who tags Powers trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Cubs, 2, Pirates, 2. Don Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Henry now pitching. Gene Baker pinch hits for John Powers. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Niemann for a passed ball. Thomas moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Niemann for a passed ball. Thomas moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker now playing third base. Frank Thomas now playing right field. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Verdon who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Long hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Long reaches second base with a double. Walls goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foyles is called out on strikes. One out. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Blackburn now pitching. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Blackburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Henry moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry scores. Dark moves to third. Bolger moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bolger scores. Banks moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-3 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-3 in the game. Kluszewski strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Groat moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat scores. Baker moves to second. It's 8-3, Cubs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.